We're on, right? We're on. I think we're on.
Yes.
So hi. Might want to turn on the off the sound on my computer, Kath. I forgot to tell you.
I'm waiting.
Normally, I
got it.
I forget to do it. But guys, we love you. How are you doing? I hope you're having a very blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, I had a message. It just built up in me, and I said, you know what? I need to put this out there on YouTube because a certain sister in the Lord asked me at one point about baptism. Last year, we baptized a couple people. So this year, we're going to baptize a whole family. And so we're going to talk about it a little bit. But before we do, Father, I just turn to you right now, and I ask you to lead me and guide me in the words that you want me to say. If you want all this that I have written down out of the way, Father, then so be it. Your will be done, not my will. Your will be done, Father. So I just pray your Holy Spirit upon me and Kathy, and just tell us what you want us to do. And just guide us and lead us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Okay, so guys, how are you? Very blessed, right? Very blessed. I'm praying so. We missed you. It's only been a few days, but we still missed you. So there, that's just how it is. Miss our family all the time, just thinking about you, praying for you. Any of those prayer requests that came in, we prayed for already. I want to hear some praise reports. Somebody's got to have some praise reports. But Kathy had some things she wanted to talk about what's going on. So I'm just going to allow her this time just to speak a little bit on the things that are going on. We don't.
All right, I'll just do a couple quick announcements. I'm not going to even bother coming over there. I don't usually do that, but...
Okay, but she's in chat anyway. She's got to run the chat.
You know what,
she's running the chat.
Hang on, I'll just pull up the page here. There's some big stuff regarding the war that's about to start, guys, and Iran and everything. All right, and a bunch, and several things. We got what just came up, W7 just put out... Federal Reserve expresses concern about the U.S. economy. Yeah, big surprise there. Crash is coming. Iranian Revolutionary Guard chief says Iran's ballistic missiles can easily strike the U.S. carriers, I think is what it says, that are at sea. You can scan some of these and find the links. Bunch of blackouts all over the world now, guys. Happening all over the place. They're doing some serious cyber attacks all over the place. So heads up on that. Earthquakes, more earthquake swarms in Southern California.
Ooh. And not only that, we've had some big earthquakes in New Zealand. We've had big earthquakes in Indonesia, 6.3 today. There was 6.4 today for the New Caledonia, Fiji area. I'd have to look at the actual name, but you can go on We're Living in the End Times to find that out. I did posting on there, La Esperanza, I think. I'm pretty certain that's what it is, but it's kind of in between New Zealand and Fiji. But that's been going off for the last day and a half now, and huge earthquakes. There was a reported tsunami, 3-foot wave, for the earthquake that happened in Japan, which was, I believe, a 6.8, but they put that down to like a 6.4, I believe. So quite a lot of earthquakes happening, quite a lot of volcanoes going off all of a sudden. Got a lot of movement in the earth. Luke 21:11 is something I would read if I were you, because the Lord said it would happen. Various places, and now we're seeing it. So,
and okay, we got a train carrying grenades and bombs was derailed in Nevada. That's a little weird. You don't hear about that very much. Russia test launches new anti-ballistic missile.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Hypersonic.
Hypersonic, yeah, we talked about that the other day.
Yeah, we did.
And China warns U.S. about opening Pandora's box.
With Iran, yeah.
China's so getting...
Russia doesn't like it either.
Yeah, you guys.
They've had words with the U.S. as well on that.
And China unveils new radar system to detect to detect U.S. stealth missiles, I believe.
It's wow.
I didn't open it, but very interesting.
So what do we have here biblically? Wars and rumors of wars.
And there is a time for war, and there's a time for peace. There's a time for war. This is the time for war.
I believe it's time for war. But are you finished, or do you have more? Or?
Yeah, no, I think that's it.
Okay.
I think that's it.
So, as I was saying last week when we done the video, or I believe Sunday when we done the video, I felt impressed to do something on baptism. I first ran away from home when I was 16 to get baptized. I went to Arkansas. I know you're like, you ran away from home? Yeah, I was a bad kid back then. So I ran away from home and went to Arkansas to meet Jesus, though. So I was a good kid then, right? Amen. All right. So I got baptized in a church. I got saved at 12 o'clock midnight. And the Lord just took my heart. And he's had it ever since. And so I want to explain to you a little bit about baptism. And if you have questions still after this, you know, go ahead and ask him. And if I don't have the answer, I know who does, Jesus. He's all, the Word always has the answer. And always look to the Word for your answers. So why be baptized? This is a question I get a lot. Why do I have to be baptized? Well, I'm glad you asked that. And the person that asked me this, if you're listening to this, you know, here we go. This is going to explain it. Jesus did it. That's pretty simple. So if we read Mark 1:9, and I'm going to turn to the Bible on Bible Gateway instead of flipping through on my Bible here, because I really can't see it that well with the lighting. So Bible Gateway, Mark 1:9, and I'm using the King James Version, says, "And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan." Okay? So Jesus did it. He was baptized. And because another reason, and a big reason, was because Jesus himself, the Word tells us that we're supposed to baptize others in the faith. So we're going to read Matthew 28:19. I'm going to turn to that. And let's see, Matthew 28:19 says, verse 19. "Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Wow. So he told us to do so. You know, teaching others to do so as well. So when another Christian comes to you and says, "Why should I baptize people? Why should I be baptized?" This video will be up for a while, and you can use this to explain that to them. So teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So this is a big thing. We need to be teaching that. So this was a commandment. So it demonstrates, and I'm going to get there, what I mean by this was a commandment given by the Word. I'm going to get there. So it demonstrates that you and I are believers. It's a demonstration. In Acts 18:8, and let me turn there. All right, verse 8 says, "And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized." So it was a demonstration that they were believers. And so they did this to show that they were believers. It's an outward display of saying, "Hey, Lord, here between you and me and man, I'm letting people know that I'm a follower. I'm following you." Okay? Moving on. Let's see. That was Acts 18:8. I'm going to go to 1 John 2:3. We're going to read out of that. I missed my keyboard. Figure is okay. And be content with what you have. That came to mind. So praise you, Lord. Thank you for that. 1 John 2:3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. That's not the one I was looking for, but I'm going to skip past that here. And oh, well, no, wait a minute. Yep, that's why you gave it to me, Lord. Amen. So hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Jesus, once again, I'm saying this, Jesus commanded us to be baptized. I'm going to get on with that. Eventually, I'm going to get there. So what is the meaning of baptism? Some people ask this question. And so I'm going to just say it illustrates Christ's burial and resurrection. I figured it this way when I got baptized, and I'm looking at the Lord and I'm just remembering how when I went down backwards into the water, and then I had my arms held out and they pulled my arms back up and I came back out. So for me, when I was down in the water, to me, that was being in the earth. I died with Jesus. Okay. And when I came back up out of the water, I was resurrected with Jesus because he's the resurrection and the life, right? So this is why I did it. And that's what I felt. When I came back up, the Holy Spirit landed on me. And I was like, whoa, I felt new. I felt born again in spirit. And I was like, wow, this is great. You know, and people were like, wow, yeah, he definitely is getting hit by the Holy Spirit. But I was praising God when I got hit, and still do to this day. So anyways, that's what it means. It demonstrates that you're a believer, and it illustrates Christ's burial and resurrection. I'm going to turn to 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. See, I'm going to copy that. That way I don't have to type. You don't have to hear my tap, tap, tap with the fingers, you know? All right. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 4 says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." So that's why to me it's going down, and I was resurrected back up in Christ. So 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 4 talks about that. And I'm going to go on to Colossians 2:12 because that's another scripture that I saw. And Michelle. And that says, buried with him in baptism. So this clarifies what I'm saying, rectifies it a little bit better. Wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. Got it? All right. So that's the meaning of baptism. It illustrates your resurrection as a follower of Christ Jesus our Lord. And I want to give you a couple scriptures on that too. So I'm going to turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. And you can check these all out for yourself. Always tell people this. Check it out for yourself. Okay, look and make sure that this man that's speaking to you is giving you scriptures and giving you appropriate scriptures, because anybody can put any kind of word in there, okay, and mislead you. And there's a lot of religions out there that'll do that. I just go by the word because the word's always right. So let's go by the word, right? Right. Okay, glad you agree. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Right? So you become new. When you come back up out of that water, you're new. You're a new creature. You're a new, you feel new. And anybody who's been baptized probably knows what I'm talking about, because they've been hit by the Holy Spirit. And you just receive them with joy. And it's a wonderful feeling to express openly to the world and say, hey, I'm a follower of Christ. I went down in his resurrection, in his death, and I came back up in his resurrection. This is an awesome testimony. Awesome testimony. All right, so I'm going to turn to Romans 6:4. Let's look at that. All right. You guys blessed yet? Are you learning a lot? Good. Good. Learn it from the word. Don't learn it from me. Learn it from the word, okay? Romans 6:4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Amen? All right. There was a question from a sister at one point in one of the videos. I won't say any names because, you know, we're not. This sister obviously was just seeking knowledge. And one of the things that the Lord says in his word is, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So I was grateful to be able to share this knowledge tonight. And I believe that I did share a little bit with her before, but I'm going to share some more. So baptism does not make you a believer. It shows that you already believe. Okay. Baptism does not save you. Only your faith in Christ Jesus does. When you confess from your heart, out of your mouth, that you believe, you're saved. That's what saves you. It's your faith. So baptism, it's like a wedding ring, okay? It's an outward symbol of the commitment you made in your heart to serve God all the days of your life. It's a commitment. And it's an outward display saying, hey, you know, I'm going down this aisle and I'm marrying the Lord. He is my husband. Because we're the bride, all right? The bride of Christ. So therefore, we're married to him. And it's an outward display to the whole world that says, hey, I'm a believer. I'm a follower of Jesus. Okay, so I'm going to go to John 3:3 on that. And let's have a look at what John 3:3 says. Let me stop right here. I'm going to give all of you a big hug right now because I can't do it in the chat room. And normally,
I did a hug
earlier. I'm chatting away, but Kathy did it? Okay, because I didn't get it. I got to give you guys a hug. Love you guys. So, all right, now that that's done. All right, John 3:3. Where were we? John 3:3. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. No, that's Romans 6:4. My bad. I forgot to hit search. But we are. You got that part, right? All right. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We're born again, right? We're born again in water and the spirit in the water, right? We're baptized in him. We're a new creature, okay? So John 3:3 kind of stressed that, and I was like, wow, I need to show that. A lot of you will know what Romans 6:23 is. I really don't need to go here, but I'm just going to go here for a purpose. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Wages of sin is death, right? We get baptized. We're not in death anymore because we're in life. Jesus said he came to give life and that more abundantly, right? So when we're buried with him and resurrected with him, we have life. Ephesians 2:8-9. All right. Let's go there. For by grace you are saved through faith. This is why I was saying baptism does not save you. It's your faith through grace. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man boast. It is nothing that you do. It's by faith. So, some people have been baptized by being sprinkled on with water in the churches. Myself, I don't believe that. I don't believe that there's any place in the Bible that says that that's the way you're supposed to do it. Which is why I'm giving this little, all these scriptures to you, so you can examine it for yourself. Always examine the word for yourself. Don't listen to men. Men are wrong. I'm wrong. The word is right. Okay? Amen? So I want to address this with the word of God. So why be baptized instead of being sprinkled with immersion? Why do we have to be immersed? Well, let's go there. Jesus was baptized that way. I think I might have it up here. No, I don't have it up. Go figure. I have to go and look for it. Here we go. Seek and you shall find. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Matthew 3:16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. All right. So if he went straightway out of the water, that means he was in the water. Okay, he wasn't sprinkled. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Now, a dove did not land on him. You'll see a lot of these pictures saying a dove landed on him. No, no, no. It was the Spirit of God landing upon Jesus, and it landed on him like a dove. Okay, so there's a lot of false teaching on that, and a lot of false pictures. But I think you get the picture on that. Every baptism in the water was by immersion, right? So it wasn't by sprinkling. Okay, I'm going to go there. I'm going here. Here we go. Man, it's hot today. All right. Yeah, that is the anointing. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, better quick search on this one. You're going to get the same old scripture here we just talked about. All right, Acts 8. Verse 38 through 39 says, and he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. This is what we're supposed to do as followers of Jesus. We're supposed to baptize people. And when they were come up out of the water, here's the out of the water thing again. It's not sprinkled. It's out of the water. The Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Wow. The Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. Catch that? That the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. So again, stressing, it was in the water, not a sprinkle. The word baptized in the Strong's Concordance, by the way, is baptizo. It means to make whelmed, or that is fully wet, right? When you get sprinkled on by somebody doing this to you, that's not fully wet, okay? Again, Matthew 3:16 explains that. So, who should be baptized? Believers, right? Let's look to the word. Don't believe me. Let's look to the word. So again, in the book of Acts, we're going to go there. And we're going to go to Acts 2, verse 41, which says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Oh, praise God. That must have been wonderful to watch, right? I mean, me, I just love people. When you get saved and you're born again and you're baptized, and just one person, I rejoice. But 3,000? Wow. Love to be in an audience where I could see something like that. And there have been times like that all over. Right here in the Word says there were times like that. So when I turn to Acts chapter 8, verse 12 through 13. And it says, but when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. The women, do you have to be baptized? Can you be baptized? Of course. Men, do you have to be baptized? Can you be baptized? Of course. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. So again, every person that believes is baptized in the Lord. we're believers. We believe that we are baptized to show an outward display, just in conclusion, an outward display of saying, hey, to the world, I'm following Jesus Christ. I'm married to him. So I'm going to go down into the ground, and when I come back up, I'm resurrected with him. It shows burial, our burial, and our resurrection. So if you've been baptized, you've shown the open display. You put on that wedding ring to the Lord, okay? You are the bride of Christ, and that's why we do the baptism. If you have any other questions after this video, just put them in comments. If I don't have an answer, if I think it's strifeful or contentious, or, you know, I probably won't answer those, because there's a lot of people out there that want to debate religion. I don't get into the religion thing. I get into the Bible thing and what the Bible says. And I go by what the Bible says and what the Lord shows me. This is what the Lord shows me. So, and I give him glory for it. Praise God. So, I'm glad that you guys could observe and know why we are baptized, when to be baptized, who is baptized. And, you know, it's wonderful. If you haven't been baptized, I would find a good minister to baptize you. I believe Kathy once baptized a man in his bathtub because he couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
He was
forgot about that.
In his house. He could not go anywhere because he couldn't breathe right, and he couldn't go to church. So we brought church to him through Jesus, and he was baptized in his
bathtub.
In his bathtub. Okay, so not sprinkled. He was dumped.
Just, you know, when you're done.
Okay, so I am actually finished here, and
I had one thing that I forgot.
Okay.
In when I was talking about the headlines, in addition to the Southern LA or Southern Cal earthquakes, the tar pits.
Oh.
You know, the tar is bubbling up on the sidewalks. You guys, that's not a small thing.
Oh, that's not a big deal.
And I'm telling you, I really think it has to do with, you ever see the movie Volcano? Check it out sometime. Very interesting stuff. It's all the same kind of signs. We got to keep an eye on things, guys. I'm telling you.
Explosions have happened there.
And the other thing, before I forget, thank you for this beautiful computer.
Oh, yeah, it moved fast.
Oh, my gosh. The last two videos I kept forgetting.
I'm
so
able to
awesome.
Actually look at this and just cruise
and
right through
like
it.
Like zing, zing, zing. Like no more, like, all, no more losing memory. You know, it's awesome. So thank you all.
We should have shown pictures of the world.
We also, yeah, it's all right. They're just, it's a computer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's true.
All right. And also, we...
thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Glory
and we
God.
Also got a donation from an amazing brother and sister in the Lord of a new microphone. Glory to God.
We did?
Yes. And we are going to get it
Father.
On Saturday, hopefully. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Father. So
hopefully we get it Saturday morning early enough, because here's what we got to do this weekend, guys. I'm really sorry. I know, we just started this, but... It happens to be that our anniversary is on Monday, and my sister invited us to do something fun on Sunday. So we switched the worship service to Saturday at 3 instead of Sunday. So hopefully you guys can all make it. Again, it's going to be Saturday at 3, and hopefully I'll be able to hook up our new microphone, and it's going to be so much better with the music. I'm so sorry. The music was just not – it's all was scratchy, because all we have is the microphone on the camera.
We're working on it. Here's the deal. We're worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth, and he loves it even if it sounds bad, okay, because he told me that. He said, I love it when my children worship me. I love it. So he adores – even if we have bad voices. If you have a bad voice, sing in the shower. Nobody's going to hear it but God. Right?
Amen.
And even if they do, who cares?
Yeah.
God cares. That's all you need to know is God cares. He loves to hear you singing. He loves to hear you worship from your heart, from your spirit, man. I'm telling you, God loves it. My best time of worship is on the way to work. I worship him on the way to work. All right, I worship on the way home if nobody calls me. You know, so worship in the shower. You can worship wherever you're at. I worshiped in front of he's an Islamic guy today. You know, I have nothing against him. I love him just as much as I love anybody else. And I worshiped in front of him. I don't care. Hey, the Lord loves it when you worship him. He loves it. So we're going to do what we can to make the music a little bit better, lighten it up a little bit better so it don't sound so scratchy, and we don't have to go from song to song. We're still trying to figure out the YouTube thing on what music we can use so they don't knock the video off, because they're knocking a lot of people's videos off there for some reason. Especially those truthers. Got to watch out for those guys. They tell the truth. Right? Yep,
but we know our channel is covered in the blood, and we're good to go in Jesus' name.
So, guys, a big hug to you.
Big hugs.
So good to see you again. And we will be back on Saturday, and we'll be back and just enjoying our time with you. I would start mentioning a bunch of names, but I'm not going to do that, because you know what? God is no respecter of persons. Neither am I. I just love you all. So there. That's how it is. I love you all. So be good. Be blessed. Know that Jesus loves you. If you're not saved, please send us an email. Please comment in the comment section. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. Absolutely. Very important to be saved during these end times, because he's coming, and he's coming soon. I didn't believe that before, but now I believe it wholeheartedly. Been showing me, you know, so be ready. Be watchful. Be ready. Father, thank you for this time to be able to be with my brothers and sisters out there who watch this video, and just ask for a special blessing for their heart. Father, for their finances, for their families, that they might be saved, for salvation for their families. Healing, Lord, for your healing touch, I would pray that would just go out upon them right now with your anointing right now. And I thank you, Father, for the wonderful hearts that turn to you, and especially you know, to those who are the believers, because they know their salvation is in you. Thank you for that salvation, Father, and thank you for everything that you've done for us. To your will, for your will to be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Guys, we will be back. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger says, I'll be back. Well, we'll be back, okay?
Love you guys. God bless you.
We'll see you later. God bless.